There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey, welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney, thrilled to be with all of you as we debate nervously whether we're really safe or not. In fact, a poll flies right in our face saying, so much for libertarian point of views. The NSA data collection, we're worried about it. At least according to the poll, Americans want that collection of information to happen, since we've heard all the scary things that could happen to us as the Patriot Act ticks away. Coming up, General McChrystal was on CNBC, and I happened to catch it, and he had some interesting things to say about whether it was too much of a government overreach with all the information that was hauled in, like millions of bluefish. We were caught in the net and we didn't know it until a guy named Ed Snowden revealed all of that to the world. And is it fair or foul? It seems as though a lot of people said foul, including Mr. Filibuster himself, the senator from Kentucky, Rand Paul. But according to that poll, we don't agree. The poll shows Americans don't feel safe and would prefer to have it in place. How about that? I was surprised. I was surprised because so many people, frankly, that label themselves as Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Independents, I heard from a lot of people they were worried about it. You know, there was so much information. That was all we were talking about what's going to happen and are they going to come up with a plan and what happens when it expires and how safe are we and how do we determine that? And so the poll shows that I think if 6 in 10 back the renewal of it, we bought into the hairy, carry, scary part of not being able to do the roving wiretaps and not being able to just grab up whatever information you can to supposedly stop a terrorist but trample on some civil liberties. So overwhelmingly, when you say 6 in 10, 61% of Americans, according to the CNN ORC poll, think the law ought to be renewed. And like I said, that included people across party lines. There are only 36 that it shouldn't be reinstated. Now, there is work in the Senate. They're trying to reinstate the law. Some of the Republicans are, after delays that were led by Rand Paul happened. But Republicans and other surveillance opponents are, you know, they tried to get the law passed before it expired, but it did. It expired, so now it would have to be a comeback thing. 73% of Republicans backed the law. That doesn't bode well for Rand Paul and his election possibilities. Democrats agree. Like I said, this is where everybody agrees. Democrats agree. 63 say the law should be renewed. Independents back at 55. Liberals, regardless of whatever the party affiliation, although you would think that would be Democrat, right, are most likely to say the law shouldn't be renewed. 50% says so, while 48 want to see it renewed. That's incredible. Half of Americans, 52%, say if the law is not renewed, which it wasn't, the risk of terrorism in the U.S. is about the same. 44 feel that without the law, the risk of terrorism rises. 3% think it would decrease. Well, now that's ridiculous. I think if we don't have the Patriot Act, I think it's going to decrease terrorism. Well, that I don't get that. I think in this case, it's one or the other. So the risk is pretty great for Rand Paul, looking at what Republicans are saying. And I'll say this again. You know, polls can be twisted into certain political directions, but there's a reason why people who do polls make a gazillion dollars and live in big houses, because polls do predict often what happens or what could happen, which is why people pay in politics for polls. Because they want to know what they're getting into. They want to try to steer the information, or they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't pay for it. They wouldn't care about it. So pretty interesting, huh? Pretty interesting. Also, right at the top, when we talk about politics and Rand Paul, who now is on the outs with a lot of the other Republicans, I don't know that he cares about that. He's trying to reach, especially, I think, a lot of younger voters, but definitely anybody with a libertarian kind of bent. And one thing about Rand Paul is he is who he is. So I believe he feels the way he feels when he gets up and filibusters and says civil liberties not right, all that kind of stuff. I think you're getting the real, authentic Rand Paul, at least, for sure. All right, how about this? Lindsey Graham throws in his hat, anyway, into the ring with eight other Democrats. He's the Republicans. Whoops. Eight other Republicans to become the next president of the United States from the Republican side of the aisle. What's interesting about Graham, and a lot of people don't know this, is he's not married. Traditionally, our presidents have been married. You have to think it's like 130 years of tradition. James Buchanan, never married. Grover Cleveland won as a bachelor, but married while he was in office. In fact, he married someone who was 27 years younger. He found a wife. She could be his daughter. Well, they didn't care about that. But Graham is single. So how wild is that? So we haven't elected an unmarried president since 1885. How's that for a nugget? Do we care if he's a bachelor or not? Do we care? Does it matter that much? Well, here's the thing. We talk about marriage and views on marriage and all that kind of stuff. It would be new territory. It really would be. It's because so much of what we do and talk about is you Graham can't turn to a wife, can't turn to children and campaigns like everybody else can. The poses, the huddles, the cute chubby cheeks and smiles, grandchildren, any of that kind of stuff. You can't do that. I mean, Hillary Clinton is probably going to tell everybody probably third sentence that she's a grandmother and already has done that. Ted Cruz brings his little girls on the stage after he announced his presidency. He did that. Rick Santorum has a big family. They're behind him. When he declared last week, they were there again. I mean, throughout his career, the fact that he's been single, that's kind of dogged him a little bit. But he's a bachelor. What do you think? Is he electable as a bachelor, let alone anything else? I think, I'll tell you one thing, he's another guy. He's going to come hard at the president, and he's not going to back off. And he is another guy who, whether you like him or not, is who he is. Stay with us, General McChrystal, and thoughts on the Patriot Act going dark. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams, been haunted by a million screams, but I can hear the marching feet, they're moving into the street. Now did you read the news today? They say the danger's gone away, but I can see the fire still alight.
We are open all the time. You can send us your thought. You want thoughts. You want to vent, or a thought if you have a thought, singular. If you want to vent or you want to tell me about something awesome happening in your neck of the woods, I always want to hear that. Send it to AmericaTonight.net. Remember, you can take us on the road, KateOnTheRoad.com, KateOnTheRoad.com. I've had a lot of people say, when are you coming to our area? It's easy. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com, send a request, check it out, and you'll see what I mean. Pass it along to somebody you know in your town. All right, speaking of knowing, General McChrystal was on CNBC today, and I happened to catch, he was on with Neil Cavuto, and I thought it was really interesting because he was talking about privacy concerns and talking about the fact that the Patriot Act went down, and what would that mean? And one of the first things he said was the fact that, yeah, he understands that people are concerned, but check it out.
Well, I think three things. First, I recognize people's concerns about privacy, but I would say that we're facing a threat now that's living in the 21st century, and we're having a tough time getting our minds around that. ISIS uses terrorist tactics. It also uses some very deft battlefield tactics as well, but it really excels on the internet with all kinds of digital media, and it allows them to get their fear out to people, but also to do recruiting around the world and to franchise their movement.
He also went on to say that this is the danger.
As the digits exist and they're out there, but we are going to have to admit that we've got to fight, compete effectively in the digital world, and I think we're a little bit behind on that.
You know, General Petraeus is telling me.
All right, and so then finally summing it all up, he talked about why he feels that way.
Well, I respect their concerns. My experience would draw a different conclusion. I would also say that Americans are already giving up much of their privacy to commercial sales elements, to cameras out around the street. I mean, more and more we can figure out where a person is, the police or authorities or phone companies, pretty easily. That's a new reality we have to deal with. Buy something online and suddenly you're bombarded with sales. And so we got to get our mind around that. But one of the things we shouldn't do is pretend that we're not in the new age. Pretend that the digits aren't out there. Pretend that our opponents are not using this very effectively.
All right, so there you go. It's all about the digits. He obviously was being pretty diplomatic, but saying that you have to realize we live in a different world, and it's true. ISIS relies on the internet to pollute young Muslims' minds, and they end up joining the organization, whether they're lone wolf terrorists in other countries or they actually travel to ISIS and become part of the group. And that's happened a little bit. People are shocked by that. But there have been people that have gotten on planes. That's one of the scarier aspects of having open borders, I think, the fact that that can happen. So McChrystal's right in the sense with the PR campaign that's being waged, which is so frightening to me, because that's a tough one to win. If you win somebody over on the internet, if you win them over, meaning on all forms of social media, because that is that age group, it's tough to combat that. It really is, and I think that's part of it, thinking that this is just like a video game, which is ridiculous. All right, switching gears from ISIS to what is a big SCOTUS ruling. The Supreme Court ruled Monday that Abercrombie and Fitch's failure to accommodate a job applicant that happened to wear a hijab violated civil rights law, meaning, you know what I'm talking about, wrapped a Muslim woman who was completely wrapped in a headscarf. They blamed Abercrombie and Fitch that it was their problem. Samantha Oof was denied a sales job in 2008. See how long it takes. In Tulsa, Oklahoma, because they said the headscarf violated the company's look policy. Its course has been revised, but it didn't permit people to wear head coverings. So the EEOC presented the case, and the court questioned whether she was required to ask for religious accommodation in order to, at the company to be sued for, in order for the company to be sued under the 64 Civil Rights Act. She's a Muslim, but she didn't declare her religion at the time of the interview, and Abercrombie argued it was up to her to request accommodation. So the Supreme Court ruled that the employer bears responsibility to provide that accommodation even when an employee did not ask for one. Justice Clarence Thomas was the only member of the court to vote against Elif, files an opinion concurring in part and dissenting in part with what he had to say. But the ruling reverses one made by the 10th Circuit in October of 2013. Thomas defended Abercrombie and Fitch, saying mere application of neutral policy cannot constitute intent and discrimination. But the court's opinion, delivered by Antonin Scalia, said that the rule for desperate treatment claims based on a failure to accommodate a religious practice is pretty straightforward. And an employer can't make an applicant's religious practice confirmed or otherwise a factor in the employment decisions. How often do you think that happens? I'm just saying. I bet. Of course, it's whether or not it's spotted out, whether or not that happens. As we kind of zig and zag in different directions, I think the biggest story, one of the biggest stories, coming out of really politics is the former speaker, Dennis Hastert, who's been indicted for really lying to the FBI, which is what people forget Martha Stewart did in her stock case. What happens with Hastert now is Thursday he gets his day in court, but he's been charged with lying to the FBI, making cash withdrawals from banks in a way that was designed to hide that he was paying hush money, $3.5 million, to someone for his misconduct from years ago when he was a teacher and a wrestling coach. The indictment says that Hastert agreed to make the payments during 2010 meetings and discussions. In at least one of the meetings, he and the person discussed past misconduct, which had occurred, whatever, a long time before that. Ugh. And then there was something to the effect of when the FBI interviewed Hastert, he was asked about the purpose of the withdrawals, and he confirmed not trusting the banking system. But according to the indictment, Hastert said, yeah, I kept the cash, that's what I'm doing. So he knew that the statement would have to be false if that was the case. He knew what he said was a lie. Wow. I think he's going to have a hard time on this one. Because that amount of money is just too big. It's just way too big to blow it off. I don't think so. I think it's going to be a lot tougher to do that. It's weird, too, because you think about in 2006, he was criticized that he and a bunch of others failed to respond to warnings about the behavior of Mark Foley, whose sexually explicit electronic messages to former congressional pages rocked a scandal that contributed to the Republicans losing their House majority. Hastert did not choose to seek re-election in 2008. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I think people are just astonished. Republicans, Democrats, everybody. I think they had no idea. It came out of the woodwork. Mailbag, we're hitting it next.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extracts offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Each and every show, hitting up the mailbag pretty hard. The mailbag overflows. I say that every single day I check it. I'm just stunned. I can't believe the amount of mail that flows in and out of here. Woo! Means you're paying attention, and I think a lot of people download the shows. If you want to download them, you can. GCNLive.com. Easy, easy, easy to do. GCNLive.com. So on that note, let's hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Okay, this first one is from Joseph, who says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, how are you? I happened to hear you talking about the Patriot Act, and I got to tell you, it is kind of creepy to me that the Patriot Act goes down in flames because while I am about civil liberties, at the same time, I think there is an inherent danger to just throw the bath water out with the baby. You know what I'm saying? maybe a mistake to not have it tweaked, to have thought about it a little bit more. But, of course, that's how they roll in D.C. And, oh, don't you know, that is a big part of the problem. That is a big part of the problem. We talk about that all the time, knee-jerk reactions. And this was another one of those. We know it's expiring. We know it's expiring. We can't decide. We can't get along on this. Half of us think we can't, we shouldn't allow it to expire. The other half of us think it's ridiculous and it's an overreach. And then when the American people are polled, in one poll anyway, no matter what they say their ideology is, Democrat or Republican, they think that it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be blown up, but that's too late. So it would have to be reinvigorized in a different form. And I don't think they're going to be able to blow that one back up. All right, how about this one from Ron, listening to us in Sarasota. Kate, I chime in with my brothers and sisters from the Sunshine State. Can't wait to see you. Don't you dare come down here and not tell us when you're here. I hope to see you somewhere live. How cool would that be? You talk about alligators, you talk about funny things that happened in Florida. I was out at the golf course the other day. I hit a ball, felt pretty proud of myself. Well over 200 yards, and sure enough, a gator runs right in front of the ball. Of course, doesn't touch it, but crosses the course. I hadn't seen that happen in a long time. It's true, when you mess with Mother Nature and their habitats get smaller and smaller and smaller, we press them out, they're going to come out. You know, it's funny you say that, because with all the rain that's been dumped in Texas, there was 35 trillion gallons, they say, of rain. And because of that, what was happening is there were things like snakes were coming out into neighborhoods. I mean, it's not like they were slithering down the street like Snakes on a Plane, the movie. But there were a lot of snakes that started to reappear. The other day, I was sitting on the couch, and we had sort of like a little courtyard thing, and there's this weird bang noise, and it was a turtle. You know, and of course, the turtles can appear, but I've never seen a turtle appear. I don't live near water. I don't live really, really super close to a creek. And I figure, wow, that turtle got lost somehow, maybe caught in a flood somewhere. And we're seeing that played out again and again and again. I don't know why, but I just veered in that direction. How about this one from Patricia, who says, Kate Delaney and your two pals that work with you, I think you're very funny. I love dumb things. Dumb things to me is something that we can all relate to. I've done some really dumb things, like forget the keys to my house. Oh, that's frustrating. In my lifetime, I've probably broken three windows to try to get back into my home. And then, of course, you have to fix the window. It's a big hassle. There's glass everywhere. And I don't know why I don't figure out a better way to do the house thing. Some people now, and that's not a lot of information, but some people now don't like to leave the key under the rock or magnetic strip somewhere because they're afraid that someone will break in, and they know, huh, the hide a key, let's look for that. Let's look under the rock. Let's look under the plant. Let's look under the roof. Let's look everywhere. But I don't know. Really, you think that's happening, especially during the day? I bet if it's a more remote neighborhood, of course you could be a victim. But I'm just thinking the whole look for the key thing, not so much. I don't think so. It's like it's kind of like a kick door robber. Smash and grab. That's it. Smash and grab. Because it's during the day and somebody could notice something's not right or see somebody they don't recognize going into a house. So I'm not so sure about that one. How about this one from John in the great state of Maine? Kate, I take you with you wherever I go. I download your shows. I can listen to them live, but I download them when I can't. And a lot of times I'm on the boat and I'm listening to you. I just wanted you to know that. I love the way that you really try to solicit calls from people on all sides of it. Why are they not paying attention? And I agree with you about the whole label thing and the lack of leadership and how awful that is in this country. Why don't we have better representatives? And don't even answer that question. I think I can answer it. Because the people who can do don't want to do. The people who can't do want to do. So that's how you get poor leadership. What do you think? Oh, yeah, of course. If you're getting the cast-offs, it's not the same as the best, the brightest that you want to be in there as your senator or congressperson. Yes, it's a problem. I agree. A big, big problem. Okay, here's one from Austin. And Austin Miller says, Kate, I decided I would put my last name. My name is Austin Miller, and I live in Littleton, Colorado. And I have to tell you, the views out here are spectacular. I've heard you mention bucket list before. If you haven't been, you need to put it on your bucket list. I can tell you all the cool places to go. And for anyone listening to us, it's just an amazingly breathtaking and majestic place. I love that. Amazingly breathtaking and majestic place. I love it when someone loves where they're from or where they're living. Colorado is cool. I noticed they've been doing a lot of commercials lately, and I don't know why that is, to try to get people to come back to Colorado, or hey, they're just spending some money, or what is the reason, but I have spent plenty of time in Colorado, and I did really like it. The first time I went, it was mind-blowing. I was in Aspen and Vail, just because we cruised around and checked out all these places, and it's real woods. It's like the real deal. It's not the faux beautiful mountains. It's the real beautiful mountains. And I think that's how I felt. You know, that whole Mile High thing. It's different. It's different to get used to it. And even downtown Denver was fun. There was a lot to do. Everything's closed. You can go to the ball game, walk outside of the ball game, and get to wherever it is you're going. You don't have to have a car. Great little places, lots of interaction. Yeah, it's a whole outdoors thing. Yep, not gonna disagree. How about this one from Bo? Kate, I was really surprised that the Patriot Act did not pass. It seemed like it was going to be renewed again, and how it got shot down, pardon the pun, I don't understand, because frankly, I think the Patriot Act is really responsible for keeping us safe. I do believe some of the hype. Well, it's hard to say, because then you hear from experts who say, well, it's not necessary, but it's not as dire consequences as being said. Listen, you know, you do have to decide. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we're the home of the brave, land of the free. I like being home of the brave, land of the free. And I don't want to see more accidents, more problems, more bombs or something unforeseen happening. No, no, and no. But you know what they say about wishes. So that's not looking good. It's not looking realistic in a comeback. That we're going to see it, there's going to be enough votes. And that's the problem. There has to be enough votes. It can't be an executive action. So right now, it's iced. It's iced for now, for sure. If you want to throw in your two cents, was this the right play or the wrong play? 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. I know you have one eye open, but if you have one eye open and you can see the phone, punch in those digits. Or send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Coming up on the flip side here on ATN, we take a look at some of the upcoming things that are happening in Washington for the next day. And throughout the week, I think some of these themes will stay the same. They're not going to change very much. There's still going to be a lot of conversation about the Patriot Act, even though it's blown up, and a few other subjects as well. So you don't want to miss this. Hang in, throw in, do whatever you have to do to get in. 855-266-5283. Fair or foul, Pat Act goes down. We'll be right back.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is, there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material, cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Music is a word within itself. There's a language we all understand. With an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their hands. Well, just because a record has a groove, don't make it in the groove. But you can tell right away it's out to A when the people start to move. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over. They can feel it all over. We can feel all of
We're swinging around the final turn here on America Tonight. Where is everybody? I know you're out there to rattle some cages. I think a lot of cages were rattled when all of a sudden the Patriot Act was gone. I mean, but here's the thing. How much can you trample on civil liberties? And how much of a trample was it? Right? And obviously it touched a nerve with many of you, because I've been getting tons of emails in the mailbag. Tons of emails. All right, we got some breaking news. The captain and the chief engineer of the Chinese passenger ship that sank in the the Yangtze River have been taken into custody by police. That's according to China's state-run broadcast company, CCTV. And this passenger ship that went down, they're searching for survivors, but there were 458 people on board when it went under. And the rescuers are trying to reach people that they think people are inside cabins and what. Oh, man. That's an awful, awful situation. Terrible, terrible situation. We swing from what is taking our breath away, thinking of more people going down in the ship, and then the captain and the chief engineer being arrested because of things we've seen in the past, no doubt, to a story that is just, how can I not mention it, Vanity Fair. If you happen to go to the market and you see a copy of Vanity Fair, I want you to do me a favor, and I want you to look real close at Vanity Fair and tell me what you see. You know what you see? You're going to see on the cover of that magazine someone called Caitlin. And it's going to say, call me Caitlin. And you're going to see a woman with long hair, a voluptuous-looking body in a sexy dress and red lips. Call me Caitlin is Bruce Jenner, a.k.a. now Caitlin Jenner. So Vanity Fair unveiled its latest cover, and it was Bruce Jenner, or whoops, Caitlin Jenner. Annie Leibovitz shot the images, and I'm telling you, you look at this and you think, woman. I mean, seriously. Of course, you have airbrushing and everything else you can do, but you don't know the story, and you look, oh, me, oh, my, oh. Call me Caitlin. And, of course, then you flip through and you see the old pictures of Bruce Jenner winning the Olympics on the stand with the Star-Spangled Banner, getting the gold medal. 1976. Oh, my. It's a wild transformation. I mean, if you look at his facial features, you can see it, I think, a little bit. But otherwise, no. You can't. Oh, man. And the pictures that they show throughout the years. And then you look at those pictures, and you look at the picture now. It is stunning. I mean, it really, it's just stunning. And you think that he was married to one of the Kardashians. Well, Kris Kardashian, a.k.a. Kris Jenner. Man, I mean, to each his own. But the way the Jenner looks now is just, especially seeing the old pictures, is just kind of shocking. And it's airbrushed, I'm sure, like I mentioned, and all the other things in between. But it's pretty wild. And he says in the story that he didn't want to be on his deathbed and keep the secret and never do anything about it and just say, hey, I blew my entire life. So he decided once he blew the lid off of all of this and talked to Diane Sawyer that he was open to doing other stories. So it is a stunning, crazy picture when you see it. I guess the kids, I mean, hey, here's the thing, you think about the kids, but in that family, the kids are like, yeah, it's all good, that they're proud of them, it's all cool and everything else. And they also show Jenner in a, so he looks like a gorgeous bombshell woman from far away. You wouldn't have any clue or seeing the name. Then you see Bruce Jenner in a sports car in a red dress, in a red smoking dress. Oh, man. And actually, you know who he looks like. He looks like Jessica Lange, only with red hair. The actress Jessica Lange. That's who, when you look at Bruce Jenner, whoops, Caitlyn Jenner's face, that's who you see. So now this is a transgender kind of thing. And Jenner is going to get the Arthur Ashe Award at the ESPYs in July because it's supposed to be about spirit. So they say that what happened there reflects the spirit, the strength that somebody possesses in the face of adversity to do what they have to do. In other words, stand up for their beliefs no matter what the cost. Wow. Wild. Absolutely wild. You have to do yourself a favor and look at this cover, and then you got to tell me what you think. It caught me off guard because I was shopping and I saw the cover, and of course I knew immediately, but the transformation is pretty darn incredible. I mean, pretty wild actually to see it. Pretty wild. And I guess if his kids are okay with it, and that's what they're saying. The kids, that has to be the thing. You have kids. One minute you're a man, the next minute, boom, I want to be a woman. Wow. Wild. Don't forget, you can always send me your thoughts, americatonight.net, or you can hit us up on Facebook or Twitter just by going to americatonight.net as we push the ball along here on the show. And tell you about everything from this ship or boat really sinking to Jenner to whatever else is in between in the world of politics. Boy, I think a big chunk of time today was devoted to the NSA and privacy and bulk data collection and the fact that all of us are spooked by it and really don't want it. Really are not looking to keep our information stored somewhere. I get that. Who wants their information stored? Because do you trust the government will muff it up? The anthrax, the live spores, they're saying, oh, we admit we made a mistake. Oh, we admit. We didn't admit it for day two or day three or day four or day five, but now we admit it. We admit it. We screwed up. We screwed up badly. If you're looking for someone to blame, blame us. It's our fault. But what's done is done, right? What's done is done. In the meantime, the White House hostage policy, they think, needs to be reviewed for some big-time changes. We're going to talk about that if you hang with me in our next hour. So stay with us, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.